It was just another day in the life of 30-something Frankie Darlo. He was out on parole, set free so he could terrorize the world around him again. Just another day of carjacking, burglary, you name it. But foremost in Frankie's mind, children. He was a predator set free to prey on children again. Set free by a parole board who somehow thought it was okay to put a monster back on the street. Frankie won't do any more bad stuff, so he hurt a couple kids. He's a changed man. How do these parole boards justify putting monsters back on the street? As the day went on, the police were receiving calls. It was a crime spree, but police couldn't find Frankie. As day turned into night, Frankie was becoming even more brazen. His impulses were being acted out without any thought or conscience, without any thought for society, personal consequence, and most unthinkably, without any regard for the victims he preyed on. For a little girl named Laura and her family, this particular Sunday evening wasn't that much different from others. It was time to wind down from another beautiful fall weekend. Little did Laura and her family know, as they settled in for a good night's sleep, a monster lurked just outside, waiting for the right time to make his move. Little did they know. He quietly and methodically broke into their house without waking a soul. He made his way to the bedroom on the first floor. He snatched Laura from her bed and covered her mouth with his hand so she could not cry out for help and wake the rest of the family. As the monster tried to whisk Laura from her room, she used her foot to kick against a door, making a thumping noise. It still wasn't enough to wake her mother and father. But there was one family member who was immediately roused, and with absolutely no concern for himself, like a bolt of lightning, he shot down two flights of stairs, thrusting his massive body directly on that of the monster. Laura was knocked out of the arms of the perpetrator into the floor. The calamity woke the rest of the family. The monster fled the house and ran down the street with our hero, Rocky the family dog, in hot pursuit. Only when Rocky was sure the monster was well on his way did he return home to see everyone was okay. Rocky re-entered the house and found Laura in her mother's arms. He paced a protective and vigilant circle around them. The would-be kidnapper was picked up at a nearby park, injured and bleeding from wounds inflicted by Rocky in defense of Laura. There would be a trial and 8-year-old Laura would testify. The jury realized, had the monster made off with Laura, she would have surely been killed. In early October of 2000, Laura, her mother, and Rocky the family dog made the long journey from Hatsboro, Pennsylvania to Los Angeles, California, where Rocky, one of 800 nominees, received the National Hero Dog Award. We're happy to report at the time of this writing, Rocky is still going strong. Laura and her family are doing just fine. Frankie Darlo is rotting in prison. Americans spend billions of dollars a year on home security systems that many would-be intruders and burglars know how to beat. Seems silly to me to spend all that money when one good dog can do the job and do it better than the best security system in the world, not to mention all the other benefits of making a dog part of your family. But yeah, ask any burglar, kidnapper, perpetrator, petty thief, the number one deterrent to breaking into your home is a dog. We love the stories of hero dogs. If you have one, visit us online at theamericanstoryteller.com and email us all the details. From somewhere behind the microphone, I'm the American Storyteller.